Amen. Well, good morning again to everyone. Wonderful Sunday school. Enjoyed all the participation and the comments and the discussion. I always try to tie in some themes that we get from the Sunday school and bring those on into the message. And even just from out of the discussion, what I heard a lot of was, you know, keep going. Keep doing what God has called you to do. Don't lose your zeal. Continue to persevere. Continue to be persistent in your walk. So just keep going and keep growing. And that's what we're all here to do, is to continue to grow in the Lord and to continue to go in the Lord and wherever He calls us to do, whatever His bidding is for us in life. And I want to bring a message today. It's all about just that, continuing, winning in life. And what I want to talk about today is the winning ingredients. So what are the ingredients for winning in life? You know, I might say, oh, I'm a loser. I hadn't done nothing. I hadn't become anything. But I want to look at what the ingredients are to winning, the winning ingredients, and what provision truly really is. Open up with a word of prayer. Father God, thank you for this blessed day. Thank you, Father God, for this blessed time and this opportunity to bring your word, Father God, to your sheep, to continue to be obedient to the calling that you have on our lives individually and collectively as a church body. Help us, Father God, to be diligent and obedient to that calling, to continue to do what thus saith the Lord, what you've called us to do and to be. We thank you, Father God, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Father God, for your love and your shelter and your provision. As I bring this message today, none of me and all of you, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, for you are my Lord and my Redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So, church, today we're looking at the winning ingredients. What does it take to win? And two words I want to bring to your attention over and over again through this message, and we heard a little bit of it in the Sunday school lesson, is really about persistence and patience. We have to be persistent in doing what God has called us to do and patient for God's timing in everything in life. We know the life's journey is really about being patient, and it's really all about being persistent. If we want to achieve, if we want to win, if we want to succeed in life, if we want the rewards of life and what God is calling us to, it's really about how patient are we? How persistent are we? You know, enduring through the tough times to get to the rewards and the good times. Amen. Trusting God above everything else to bring us through. Trusting God above everything else to strengthen us. Trusting God when we are weak. Trusting God to encourage us, trusting God to inspire us when we are down, amen? And all of that just to get really to the next day, to the next promise, to the next provision, to the next reward. That is always just right around the corner, but we have to be patient and we have to persevere and be persistent in our walk, amen? And all of us, you know, we think about trying to get to that next place in life, we know the promises of God are yes and amen. So as we read His word and study and spend time with Him, we have to put ourselves, as we talked about in the lesson, as seraphims are always in position, ready to do the bidding. So we have to be in position, ready to see it through, ready to receive, ready to experience what God is bringing us to. So these provisions, these rewards, these triumphs in life become our testimony. A testimony not only for ourselves, but also to reflect on for other people who might not have experienced or may be experiencing the same type of trials and same type of tribulations. And they need that same type of inspiration to continue to fight on, to continue to grow, and to continue to go on in the Lord. Amen. So really, provision and winning comes with patience and persistence. That's the ingredients. So what happens when we, you know, we live in a culture that is so used to having everything right away? We see a generation of people now that have no patience, and they aren't persistent in their efforts. You know, we can be looking for something. If we don't find it in the first 30 seconds, okay, I'll give up. I can't find it. It's gone. It's lost. So quick to, like, cave in and quit, like, oh, it's not working out. So my message this morning is to keep trying, even when things don't work out the first time, the second time, the third time. Keep going. Amen. Be persistent in your walk and be patient for and trust God's timing. Amen. We serve a God who rewards persistence. And more than that, we serve a God who hasn't and won't give up on us. So if you don't get anything else out of this was said today, I want you to get this. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on your passions and your dreams that God has instilled inside of you. He has said in his word, if we ask, seek, and knock, we will be given. We will find. The door will be opened. Amen. Provision truly and surely comes, but it comes with patience and it comes with persistence. Amen. I have 8 scriptures I'm going to give you just to jot down so you'll have those for your future reference. But I'm going to go through our main scripture text will be in Matthew, 7th chapter, Matthew 7, verses 7 through 11, James 4, 1 through 3, it's James 4. Verses 1, 2, and 3. Then we'll go over to Psalms 37 and 4. Psalm 37 and 4. Then we'll go over to Luke 18. And I'm going to read 1 through 8. And James 5, 15 through 18. James 5. 15 through 18, and 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18, 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18, Galatians 6 and 9, y'all know my favorite text, Galatians 6 and 9, and then Hebrews 4 and 16, Hebrews 4 and 16, so those are 8, and I'll close out with our a couple of verses in our main scripture, Luke 11. Amen. So, picking up in our Matthew 7, I'm going to read from the NIV about asking, seeking, and knocking. Amen. In verse 7, it says there, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. Verse 8, for everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Verse 9, which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Verse 10, or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Amen. So we see there in verse 7, it says specifically, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. That's confirmed promises from God. And in verse 8, he confirms that by saying, for everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be open. And I know sometimes on this life's journey, sometimes we go through and we feel like we've been doing what we're supposed to be doing. You might say, Mr. Torn, I've asked and I didn't get an answer. I sought and I didn't find. I knocked and the door wasn't open. So now what do I do? So how bad do you really want it would be my first question. And I would say, do you really want provision? How bad do you want it? You say, well, I've been doing what I've been doing. Well, how bad do you want it? Because there are really 4 types of people. And categorically, the 4 types of people when it comes to situations in life. There are the wishers, people always wishing but never realizing, by never operationalizing their goals. So they're always wishing for something, but they're never putting anything in place. They never come up with a plan of operationalizing what they have set out to do. So they're the wishers. And then you got the whiners. You know the whiners. We hear them and see them always complaining about what's not right and what's not going their way. All right. And then you got the wounded people that can't get past hurts or pains to get to tomorrow. So they're worried about so much stuff that has happened to them in the past, they can't even get to tomorrow because their focus and their attention is on past hurts and past pains. And then they're who I'm talking to today, the winners. That's the group of people that we're talking about today, the ones that exude patience and persistence in life and will continue to do what God has called them to do until they receive their reward. Amen? So, first, we must be patient. Second, we must be persistent. So, again, that message today is to keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. But then when you need to look a little deeper to what you're doing, say, okay, well, what are we asking for? What are we seeking? And what are we knocking to be made open to us? That's going to bring me to my first scripture in James 4, verses 1 through 3. We start really examining what we're asking, seeking, and knocking for, going a little bit deeper. Because you can say you're doing those things, but you have to really know what's at the heart of that. So in James 4, verse 1, I'll read again from the NIV. It's talking about submitting yourselves to God. Verse 1 says, what causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? Verse 2, you desire, but you don't have, so you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. And then when you do ask, in verse 3, when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your own pleasures. Amen? So this section of Scripture is telling us, first and foremost, to submit ourselves to God. That means we have to yield our will to His ways and His will. Amen? You can't be however you want to be. You can't just do whatever you want to do to get whatever you want. You have to examine yourself, check your motives, and make sure you are bringing your prayers and petitions to God with a good heart and with all the right motives. Amen? It's not out of selfishness or personal gain or putting yourself on any kind of pedestal or having any accolades for yourself, but you're genuinely submitting to God for His will to be done in your life. Amen? And in doing that, it brings me to Psalms 37 and 4. If you could turn over to that. Psalms chapter 37, verse 4 tells us to take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. So, church, when you are asking, when you are seeking, and when you are knocking, you have to make sure that you're, one, submitting to God and that you are delighting yourselves in the Lord. What that means is that you should find rest and contentment in doing things God's way. You shouldn't feel bogged down or in turmoil in doing God's will, but you got to find some rest and contentment, some peace in your heart. Find joy in doing things that you know are pleasing to God. At the end of the day, that's what's going to bring you the most contentment in life. You know what? I did what God wanted me to do. I know that what I'm doing, what I'm saying is pleasing to Him. And I can find enough joy even in that. Before my reward, before my provision is given, I just get joy and satisfaction of doing things God's way. Period. Before anything else is even given. And the joy of that, though, is still knowing you serve a God that He's faithful and just to reward you. You don't necessarily are out to do it for the reward, but you know that He's faithful and just to do good because He wants to do well and right by His children. Amen. So let's look in Luke 18, and we're going to look at this thing called persistence. Luke 18, verse 1. This is the parable of the persistent widow. So In verse 1 there, it picks up and says, then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. Always pray and not give up. Amen. That's what you call persistence. Amen. Verse 2 says, he said, in a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice against my adversary. Verse 4, for some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice, so that she won't eventually come and attack me. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? Verse 8, I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find that type of faith on earth? Will Jesus see us being persistent? Will he see us always praying? Will he see us never giving up? Amen. God wants us to have faith and believe. Amen. God wants us to be persistent. As long as your heart is right and your request is genuine, trust that God to bring it to pass, that he will bring it to pass. Amen. You have to trust that he will bring it to pass. You have to trust his timing. Amen. Persistence does and will pay off. Amen. So we find that throughout the Bible, there are stories of persistence. There are men, remember, who tore through the roof to get to Jesus to help their friend be healed. There's the woman with the issue of blood who said, if I can just get to Jesus and touch the hem of his garment. She had persistent faith. So what's the message, church? Be persistent. Be persistent. Don't give up. Don't cave in. Don't quit. Amen. James 5, verses 15 through 18. I'm going to read from the King James here. James 5, picking up at verse 15, it says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. The prayer of faith, those who believe and trust in God, shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Verse 16, our commission, our call, confess your faults one to another. Pray for one another, that ye may be healed. But the effectual fervent prayer, the persistent, the dedicated prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Verse 17, Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. Then again in verse 18, he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. So this came forth because of an effectual, fervent prayer to God. Praying with persistence, praying with passion. The Amplified Bible says it like this, the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available. Amen. So we have to understand the ferventness that our prayer should be, the earnestness of our prayers, the diligence of our prayers, church. We have to be bold and persistent in our request to God. And as we learned in Sunday school today, he's a mighty God. He's right. He's supreme. He's sovereign. So let's boldly come before our Lord and with our prayers and our requests to him. 1 Thessalonians 5, we know that's a beautiful, fairly familiar text to us. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 16, 17, and 18 says, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So we are to rejoice. Let's ask, seek, and knock, rejoicing. When you're asking God for something, you need to be rejoicing. When you're seeking for God for something, you need to be rejoicing. When you're knocking for him to open the door, you need to be rejoicing. Why? Because you know you serve a God who answers. Amen. So let's continue to pray without ceasing. That means continually. Don't give up. Don't cave in. Say, I'm going to pray for 2 days. No. I'm going to pray for 3 days. No. You continue in your prayer. You continue in your prayer walk. Amen. continually to the Lord, and in everything, not in some things. It said in everything, verse 18 says, in everything, give thanks. Amen. Because we serve a God who supplies our needs. That's how and why you should give thanks. Because we serve a God who supplies our needs. Amen. Then Galatians 6 and 9, in all you're doing, let us not become weary in well-doing, right? Don't get tired of doing what's right. Let us not become weary in well-doing, for at the proper time, that means in due season, we shall reap a harvest if what? We don't give up. You can't give up, you can't cave in, you can't quit, but be patient, be persistent, and the provision will come, amen? You will win, amen? And we have won through Christ Jesus, amen? So church, know this, due season always comes. It always comes. God will handle the harvest, but it's up to us to make sure that we are planting positive seeds often and always. That means in season and out, we're always planting positive seeds so that God can bring forth the harvest. Amen. We're always planting positive seeds in people's lives that we come into contact with. We don't want to be the bearers of bad news. We want to come into the room and bring some good news. We don't want to be the ones that bring down a room when we walk in it. We want to bring people's spirits up when we walk into a room. So we want to always plant those positive seeds. And it's not just for today, church. It's for tomorrow. In those seeds that we are planting, we are ambassadors for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we are teaching one another how to plant positive seeds. So Minister Torrance having a bad or rough day, lift his spirits up and say something kind or gentle or showing him how to give thanks even in the midst of a storm. Amen? So we continue to lift each other up in prayer. We continue to lift each other up with a kind and gentle word. We continue to lift each other up with inspiration and motivation to get up, keep going, keep trying. I know it didn't work out yesterday, but today is a new day. Amen? So we continue with that persistence, and we're patient for God's timing. He'll bring it to pass at the right proper time in the proper season. Amen? But our call and our commission is to not give up. Hebrews 4 and 16 says, let us then approach God's throne. We talked about the throne of God in Sunday school. So let's approach God's throne of grace with confidence. Amen? Confidence. So that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Amen? So how can we come before God with confidence? Because we've spent time with Him. We know how loving and kind and gracious He is. Even in the midst of our turmoil, in the midst of our defiance, in the midst of our disobedience, He's still a loving God. But He wants us to come to Him in true repentance. He wants us to come to Him humbly. So, you know what, God, I messed up. God, I wasn't right. I shouldn't have done this. I shouldn't have done that. God, but I'm coming to You to clean me up and get me right. Amen? That's before we come to Him, to His throne with confidence. And let me end this message today with Luke 11, verses 9 and 10. And it simply says, so I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Verse 10, for everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be open. Patience plus persistence equals provision. That's the winning ingredient, church. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, thank You for Your word today. Thank You, Father God, for showing us the ingredients to winning in this life. Thank You, Father God, for being the provider and the provisionary for everything that we could ever want, need, or desire. We thank You, Father God, for giving us a genuine heart that longs and thirsts after You. And hungers after You to do Your will in everything that we do and say. We give You praise, Father God, for Your strength that You give us to continue to take the next step and to walk continually on our journey in this life, to do what You've called us to do. The bidding that You have over our life, Father God, we thank You for Your strength. We thank You for Your grace and Your mercy to help us to continue to endure, to continue to walk by faith and not by sight in all situations. We thank You, Father God, that we are the head and not the tail. We thank you, Father God, that you have given us provisionary authority over all things in this earth, that we can put the enemy beneath our feet, that we can walk boldly, we can pray courageously before you, thanking you, rejoicing in you for your provision, for your grace, for your supremeness, for your sovereignty, for your authority over all things. We give you praise, Father God, and we give you glory. We sing, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. We praise you and thank you in Jesus' holy and precious name. Amen and amen. Amen.